country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome, folks. You're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon radio show. I'm James Kelso, your host, for the next 60 minutes on September 20. What is it, New York? September 23rd?
Second.
Oh, the second? Yeah, September 22nd. 2022, and here on a Thursday, and all of this brought to you by the good graces of the Republic Broadcasting Network, based in Round Rock, Texas. I'm due north of there by, I don't know, 1,000-some miles in Grand Forks, North Dakota. They've got a Red River down there in Texas, and how does that song go? When you cross a Red River, Hoss, Bob Wills is still the king. That's their Red River. We've got a Red River up here, and I actually am sitting on the banks of the Red River of the North, which flows northwards. It's very interesting, weird. Flows into Hudson Bay. We're quite linked to Canada up here. So if you want to call in on today's show, you can do so at 512. That number's down there in Round Rock, 512-248-8252. If you ever get an inkling to call me, you can do that personally. Don't do it now, not during the show. Turn my volume down. You can call me up here in North Dakota at 701-317-5317. But for purposes of the show today, it's 512-248-8252. All righty. Well, let's see. Some interesting stuff appeared today, as now it's guaranteed to appear every day on Trump's channel, Trump's what do you call it? His channel, I guess you call it, on truthsocial.com. And the his account. And the most interesting thing to me today was this. He reposted some things that other people wrote. Two separate things that I've caught already that other people wrote, which proclaimed very solidly, emphatically, Trump is running. That's, in fact, is the title of the first one I'm going to share with you. Trump is running. And the second one makes a point that Trump should declare before the November 8th midterm election. Now, what's significant about this? What do you notice? It's not that those two authors out there on some Patriot website express those views. Lots of us are saying those things. What's got a lot of meaning is who put it up? Who put it on his channel? Donald Trump did. So what is he saying when he does that? When he reposts somebody saying Trump is running two times, he's two different people, Trump is running, and one of them saying Trump should file before the November 8th election. He should declare before then, well before then, so that he can greatly influence the election. Well, that's Donald Trump speaking through those two posters. He is saying, you can just take all those. This is true of all the posts that appear on his channel, is that, that he is, this is Trump saying that. So here's one, the first one I noticed. Trump is running, and this appeared over on the website called AmericanThinker.com. And this writer says, let me skip down. He says, he's talking about a video that Trump released very recently. He says, Trump turns around and says that America, no matter how low it's been brought, can turn around. This is in this video. That greatness is built into America and her people. The implication, although he doesn't say so, is that the man who will guide this American renaissance is Donald Trump himself. If that's not a campaign video, I don't know what is. Now, that was the view of Andrea Widberg at American Thinker. But when Donald Trump reposts it, that is a statement from Donald Trump to all of us. He isn't going to do a tease on us, play with us, toy with us. Well, maybe I'll do this. What about this person? Maybe they say, I might do that. I might. I don't know. Check with me again tomorrow. No, he's not going to toy with us. He's telling us, I'm going to run. And then Widberg says later, she says, Trump tried to be nice in 2016 by ignoring Hillary's myriad unquestioned crimes. Now, that's Donald Trump. He's endorsing what she's writing. He's saying this. You just change the pronoun. I tried to be nice in 2016 by ignoring Hillary's myriad unquestioned crimes. In that regard, Trump, and then just substitute I, was following America's political norm. An incoming presidential administration does not use the criminal justice system against the outgoing administration. That policy ensures peaceful transitions, and there's also an element of, in 4 or 8 years, that could be me. The Democrats have exploded those norms. They've brought in new dishonest rules, and those new rules mean it's time to put game theory into play. As I understand it, in game theory, when your opponent changes the rules by cheating, you don't slink away, and you definitely don't continue to play the gentleman. Instead, you hit them back, not twice as hard, but 30 times as hard, with their own new rules. Then, when they're lying on the ground, beaten and bloodied, you can negotiate new, fair rules with them, including a return to the old, fair rules. Can you think of anyone better than Trump at the game of hit them back 30 times as hard? We're in a brave new era, and Trump's temperament, unbound by norms and civility, is needed to restore us to our wonderful old era of a constitutional government. And he says, person says, I'm a huge Ron DeSantis fan and like him more each day. I want him to continue to prove himself in Florida and guide other governors across America. And I hope to see him run in 2028. I might not have said that 2 days ago, but times have changed, and this is Trump's moment. Now, the significance is Trump is saying that because he's reposting it. He's quoting it. So, all right, let's go to, there's another one that I'll try to find for you, in which, here's one from another article called History is Calling Donald Trump, that's reposted by Donald Trump. And here it is. Here's the one I'm looking for. This one occurs on a website called American Greatness. And I'm going to read this to you. And this was put up 8 hours ago by the man himself, Big Bad John, put it up 8 hours ago. And the title is Trump should announce his candidacy before the midterms. Okay. This is by Ned Ryan, prominent author. But it's when it's reposted by Donald Trump, it's no longer by Ned Ryan. This is by Donald Trump. And it's his message to us. And it starts out, former President Donald Trump should announce his election bid for 2024 before the November election. Well, change that. I should announce. And then let me skip down here. Without Trump announcing, now this gives the rationale. This also is Trump's thinking, or he wouldn't post it. He's not, as I say, he's not toying with us. He's thinking about things, and everything he says has a point to it, a well thought out point. Without Trump announcing, and reread that as without my announcing, the face of the midterms would be McConnell and other mainstream and uninspiring GOP types, leaving McConnell, blah, 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 skip, skip, skip. A Trump announcement, my announcement, helps remind Americans what it was like when America, when his America First, when my America First vision was in power. For example, then there's a long list of all the good things everybody in this audience, you already know, can recite in your sleep, all the great things that happened only 2 years ago. Trump's announcement and presence during the last 2 months of the midterm campaign, and now we're down to the, okay, we're down to it. We're within the last 2 months. I think there are 46 days left. Would be a stark reminder of what was compared to what is, and his message would be that it is time to start taking our country back now, and we're going to do it this November. And let me see if I have any more of that I want to add to this. It's all very good. It is 46 days left. And so I'm going to make a prediction here now. I think Donald Trump is going to announce for the presidency on Friday, tomorrow. That's he said, he quoted this, which said you ought to do it within the last 60 days, and we're already at 46 days. And he's endorsing that idea. So first of all, he's going to do it at one of his mass rallies. There's one tomorrow in Wilmington, North Carolina. The next one is the following Saturday in Warren, Michigan. He will announce for the presidency at one of those two rallies. That's what Kelso predicts. If he runs it up any closer to the election, he's kind of he's not following the advice that he's giving himself. He's giving himself advice in these quotes that he reposts. And so I take the man to mean what he says and to be following a plan. So I think he's going to announce tomorrow or the following Saturday. If I'm wrong, well, you can question my prophetic abilities. It just seems to me logical that this would occur. Let us take a look here at the we still have the same two events on the schedule. That is tomorrow, Wilmington, North Carolina, and the following week, Warren, Michigan. Those will be huge. It's a perfect place to announce. There will be, let me look at the venues. Let me see tomorrow. What kind of venue is it? Is it an indoor arena or is it a field? It's the Aero Center. So that's an arena. It's going to be 120 decibels in there. It'll be packed. I don't know how big the Aero Center is in Wilmington, but it'll probably be at least 10,000 people, maybe as many as 20,000 people in that arena. There will be jumbotrons outside the arena, so it'll be a huge crowd out there. So the roar will be deafening. But imagine it, folks. Imagine It's one reason you don't want to miss any of these upcoming rallies. He's going to do it at one of these rallies. Imagine if there'll be an electricity in the air. He'll do some kind. He's such a great speaker. He will give some kind of a hint. He will get the electricity going, and people will feel, wait. There's something in the air. There's something different. He's talking about something. Something's about to happen. And then he'll spring it. And he'll say, I am here. And I just imagine how it's going. The crowd will start roaring as soon as he says, ladies and gentlemen, fellow Americans, I am now proclaiming that I will be a candidate. It'll be like, they'll just explode. He'll have a hard time. He'll have to make it a short sentence because he'll have a hard time finishing it. That I am running for the 2024 presidential campaign. And wow. Now, and I like it. I think that's the way to go. I wouldn't wait till after the November elections. And I think, I'll tell you another part of my logic in doing it, if I were Donald Trump, is that because of what he's done, he should get credit for what's about to happen. What's about to happen is a red tidal wave. It is going to, the Democrats are going to get their asses smoked. And they're going to be cheating like hell everywhere in every precinct. They will be cheating millions of votes. They're still going to get smoked. Because all you have to do, this would suffice for the moment. If they're going to cheat by 500,000 votes in a particular state, let's say for a U.S. senator election, there, if they have 500,000 phony ballots in there, well, you just got to outvote them by 600,000. And I think this tidal wave will do that. Now, as just an aside here, when I say they're, you know, we know they're going to cheat. There's a very interesting, I wish I had her name. I saw an interview with her, someone who has done a tremendous amount of research on election fraud, election stealing. And she studied it throughout American history. And she said a very interesting thing. The interviewer said, has there ever been an American election without election fraud? And she said, no, I don't think so. So this is a hidden story, scandal. We need to clean it up. The way in which we conduct elections is fraught with fraud. And it's so poorly designed to assure that there is one person gets one vote and it's verified. Frankly, myself, I'll tell you what, here's what Kelso thinks. We ought to have the old Viking system, the old Athenian system, where voting is in public. Hell with a confidential secret ballot. No, you're there in the all thing in Norway or Sweden or Denmark or Iceland. You're there in the all thing and you've got your staff in your hand. And when it's time to vote, you slam your staff down on the floor. You know, all in favor, bang, bang. All opposed, bang. You vote, and you're known. You're not ashamed of your vote. I vote. I Thorvaldsen, I vote for Sigurd. I don't need to hide that. I don't need a secret ballot. But the beauty of that, if that's the election system we have to have, is no fraud. It's written down. Thorvaldsen voted for Sigurd Sigurdsson. And that's it. And that can be verified and checked. We'll be right back.
Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed?
Say, folks, you know, I have never researched this question of the secret ballot. The secret ballot is not that old. There are secret ballots going back to the time of Athens, but think about it. You know, members of Congress have a recorded vote. They don't vote in secret. Imagine, if you will, that votes in the American Senate and House, imagine that they had been conducted in secret since the inception of our republic. Imagine how much more rapid the disintegration of our republic would have been if these votes were secret and you could never find out. I truly see it. Like, if you vote for Donald Trump in 2024, there's no record of that. There's no accessible record of that. You're never recorded as having voted for Donald Trump. Well, imagine if senators and congressmen, if there were no record that could be accessed, the corruption would be mind-boggling. The uncertainty would be mind-boggling. No, you vote in public. That's the way we should all vote on everything. And interestingly, in, you know, more or less our mother country of the United Kingdom, the London School Board election, I just learned this during the break. The London School Board election of 1870 was the first large-scale election by secret ballot in Britain. What? I like that. That's very recent, and that's just for the London School Board. In other words, people voted in public. And this is also true in the United States. We haven't always voted in secret. So the, in any event, we will outvote the steal. That is one way. In other words, one way to defeat the steal is one man, one vote, and it's a recorded vote. And you know, you lose your privacy. Okay, so your next door neighbor knows that you voted for Donald Trump, and you know that he voted for Joe Biden. So what? Is this, are we so genteel that this is not done in polite company, that you know who your neighbor voted for? What the hell is wrong with that? Stand up like a man, my neighbor, and defend your vote for Joe Biden. Don't hide behind your wife's skirts. It's too important. Let it be known that what you voted for. And certainly, we're not looking for a system that has no drawbacks or no criticism can be lodged. No, we're looking for something that is fair and secure and can be trusted. And that would be, write it down. Kelso votes for Trump. Idiot next door. No, well, I have nice people next door. The idiot down the street votes for Joe Biden. This is a thought. But I think, well, now come up to November 8th. I think there will be a red tidal wave. That is a Republican tidal wave. Maybe 50 seat change in the House. And that will make people like Marjorie Taylor Greene very powerful and important. They will be the chairman of the committees in the House. They will be investigating the hell out of the rats, the traitors that we've had to endure for two solid years and longer, because when Paul Ryan lost the House for us in 2018, thanks a lot, Paul, you rhino puke. We've had to endure Nancy Pelosi and her dictatorial ways. And then Mitch McConnell in the Senate. Mitch McConnell managed to kiss away the Senate by losing the two Georgia Senate seats in 2020. Thanks a lot, Mitch, baby. So that and then in the Senate, I think we'll carry the Senate. I think the red wave will prevail in the Senate. And so although Joe Biden, recognized as an insane communist, demented person, will be at loggerheads with a Republican Senate, Mitch McConnell, please, please throw Mitch McConnell out of the leadership position. And then the House. And in the House, I don't know whether Kevin McCarthy will survive a challenge from the Freedom Caucus. That's the good people in the House, the Freedom Caucus. People like Marjorie Taylor Greene, Jim Jordan, and Matt Gaetz. Kevin McCarthy will be lucky to survive their scrutiny. We'll be right back.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
The DOJ is appealing the decision to appoint a special master in the Trump case. I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. Yes, the Justice Department has appealed the ruling on a special master in the Trump Mar-a-Lago case, saying that the investigation could be irreparably injured by a pause. Really? The DOJ didn't seem bothered by a pause when they waited 3 months before the raid. In fact, the DOJ didn't seem bothered at all when Trump cooperated back in April. What damage could possibly be done by waiting for an independent third party to review the seized documents? Maybe the Department of Justice just doesn't want an independent third party to see the stuff at all. We already know the FBI took documents protected by the attorney-client privilege. What else may they have taken? Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool.
We're back, folks. Again, if you want to call in and offer your wisdom, 512-248-8252. You know, this is a very extemporaneous impromptu on my part here. I've never really considered, you know, maybe there are others of you out there like me who somehow assumed there's always been a secret ballot. I don't know why I assumed that, kind of silly. That's not true at all. The secret ballot is very recent. In fact, I'm looking at a chronology here of the secret ballot. It really began in 1856. And that's why it's called the Australian system. Some Australians started using a secret ballot. Victoria and South Australia, New South Wales 2 years later, Queensland a year later, and Western Australia in 1877, 20 years later. Then in 1861, Italy, now a few nations before that had gone with a secret ballot. France in 1831, Greece in 1844, Netherlands in 1849, Italy in 1861. This is all very recent. Sweden in 1866, Germany in 1867. Again, you know, we do have thousands of years of history. This is all very recent. New Zealand in 1870, United Kingdom 1872, when the country went secret ballot, 2 years after that school board election in London, 1872, Switzerland the same year, Canada in 1874, Belgium in 1877, I'll go down the list, Norway didn't have a secret ballot until 1885, the United States of America, 1891. Little more than a century ago. Could this be part of the rot, part of the systemic rot, the structural rot? Is this part of what we're doing wrong, the secret ballot, where people are not accountable for their choices? And by the way, and the question of social pressure, in other words, if you know that the jerk down the street voted for Joe Biden, well, let's think about that for a second. Does that mean as you're walking down the street and you pass him on the sidewalk, you might just say, jerk? Yeah. And here's my question. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? That's called social pressure. That's how a society, a civilization, is welded together by social pressure. There's all kinds of social pressure. That's how you keep people from stealing stuff, keep people from, taking advantage of your daughter. Social pressure. If somebody acts like a jerk and votes for Joe Biden or Barack Obama, and they're going to get called a jerk at the supermarket and on the street, great. And how about us? Are we a real men and real women? Would we mind if some Biden communist coming the other way on the street called us a jerk for voting for Trump? No, it doesn't offend us. It doesn't hurt us one bit. That's water off a duck's back. And by the way, notice, what do the MAGA movement people do? Flags, Trump banners, Trump flotillas, Trump truck parades, we blare it out that we support Donald Trump. We wear MAGA hats. 1891, the United States. Individual states adopted secret ballots between 1884 and 1891. Massachusetts was first, of course. South Carolina was the last. Get this. When do you think South Carolina adopted the secret ballot? No, wrong. 1950. This is very recent, boys and girls. Japan in 1900. And I'm going down the list. Russia in 1906, skipping some countries here. Poland in 1918. Brazil in 1932, Hungary in 1939, and here I'm very proud of this, these folks down in El Salvador, 1950 in El Salvador. And interesting, you may not have caught this, I just caught it for the first time yesterday, the current president of El Salvador looks like a pretty cool guy. And Tucker Carlson had him as a guest on his show. And the guy explained, Tucker was asking, you've cut the crime in El Salvador to a fraction of what it was before your presidency. And what the president described, it is really tough dealing with crime, criminals, cartels, and gangs in El Salvador. And it works. So, for instance, the president of El Salvador made the point, he said, prisoners in our prisons in El Salvador, I have cut off their communication with the outside world. They are not allowed to have cell phones to make calls. He said, because, and he said, you can observe this in your American prisons. Where are the gangs? From whence are the gangs run in America? From within the prisons. Because the the bosses of the gangs, enough of them are in prison that they run their gangs from within the prison with their cell phones. He says, no, we don't do that. We don't give them cell phones. And he said, and we go beyond that. He said, when the gangs, the criminals, were terrorizing my population outside of prison, I told the prisoners, now I'm loving this, I told the prisoners inside the prison, and I know that the gang leaders are in there, I told them, I'm not going to give you any food. You will not get, unless you stop, he made it simple, you stop the crime going on outside, and you can have some food. Otherwise, I'm just going to starve you. I love it. No more Mr. Nice Guy. And guess what? The crime outside the prison plummeted. So, you know, there are other ways of doing the same thing, but the common denominator to all such reforms is being tough, not screwing around. And, you know, such approaches could be, we've been invaded. We've been invaded by, maybe Donald Trump thinks it's at least 10 million people already in just this wave of invasion. Send them home. Send them all home. Oh, wah, wah, wah. Some of them are young. Some of them are not 18. Oh, wah, wah, wah. Boo hoo. Send them all home. Give them a fruit basket and give them a gift card and a new pair of shoes. Send them all home. Hope you had a good time while you were in America. See you later. we're afflicted by the legalism of all of these, and that's what they're waging on Donald Trump now. Every prosecutor all across the country, what suit can I file against Donald Trump or his children, or against any MAGA organization or MAGA supporters? What lawfare can I wage? What legal bills can I run up? How can I bankrupt these people? How do I get them fired? How do I get them canceled? How do I get them thrown out of the U.S. military? Hey, think about that. Why isn't vaccination a secret ballot? Why do you have to have a registration card that says you, Joe Blow, got vaccinated on this date? Otherwise, if you don't have that card and stamped with our official BS stamp, then we're throwing you out of the military. We're ending your career, even though you've done 6 tours of duty, you were wounded, you've got 2 Purple Heart. No, too bad. Go suck a lemon. We're throwing you out because you won't allow yourself to be injected with a toxic injection. Why isn't that secret? Why isn't the vaccination? Well, see? Anyway, it's kind of a poor analogy there. All right, let's go over and see what Donald Trump is up to here right now as we speak on his Truth Social. I'm just going to hit refresh. Okay, hit refresh again. It's so easy to net. Well, here it is. 29 minutes. 29 minutes ago, he posted. And I can see what he posted, and I'll tell you what. I mean, just to show you how quick this can happen here. He just put up a post about what he's going to be doing tonight, about what he's doing apparently right now. Let's just see if we can tune in to what he's doing
with maximum OTC
right now.
That contours to the bottom.
Okay, we got an ad running, but Donald Trump is being interviewed by Sean Hannity right now. Or might be. So we'll see if that materializes here. Running through a few ads. Now, we listened to some of his interview with Sean Hannity last night here on this show, and he made some outstanding points. I was a little hard on Sean Hannity. My main criticism of Sean Hannity was he was interviewing himself, which is a real common affliction of talk show hosts. I'll tell you what, the talk show host that has impressed me the most, being an interviewer who actually listens to his subjects and lets them speak, is a guy over at NTD. That's a network, New Tang Dynasty, NTD. That's the Epoch Times Chinese and their supporters around the world, people like me. I'm not Chinese. That interviewer is Roman Balmakov, if I'm remembering his name correctly. Roman Balmakov. Wow. That's a guy who knows how to listen. It's fun to listen to his interviews. But Sean Hannity would seem to be interviewing himself last night. Tucker Carlson's very good at interviewing. Steve Bannon, very good at interviewing. Although he does, this is another flaw. All of you who are longtime fans of Alex Jones know this one very well. Alex Jones's worst fault as a talk show host is talking over his guests and interrupting his guests. And he does a little of what Sean Hannity does, interviewing himself. Okay, here he is. Here's the man himself. Let's turn him up.
More than perhaps any other election during our lifetime. So we will go the way of safety and security, law and order, or what? More of Biden's open borders, dismantled, defund, no bail laws with police. It's been a catastrophe. Will America go the way of energy independence? Will we go the way of the economy killing Green New Deal socialism? Which way are we going to go? Will we go the way of choice in education or the far left indoctrination that has taken over so many schools in this country? And with so much at stake, it is so important for conservatives to be really clear about where they stand and what they stand for and why. And that's why we need leaders and candidates who embrace America first, make America great, that agenda one more time. And with that, we continue with my exclusive interview with President Trump, where I ask him the question everyone wants to know. Is he running in 2024?
Oh, this is good.
So you're not going to answer the question if you're running. But
I'd love to, but I can't. I'm not allowed to legally.
Okay.
If I said it, it has a whole, it's ridiculous.
What would you do thinking through this? You surprised me one night with an answer. I asked you, what would you do differently? And you said, I'd stop fighting with the media because they're corrupt and a waste of my time. Did you really mean that? You would stop fighting with the media?
Well, I think I fight with them a lot less. I mean, I believe the term fake news emanated.
Another stupid question from Sean Hannity. But there was something very interesting there. I'm going to withdraw my prediction. That was a short-lived prediction. I'm no longer prophesying that he's going to announce tomorrow. He's not. He just told you why. There are legal reasons he has to wait. Legal reasons, which he apparently can't fully explain to us. So he's got a good reason for not announcing. He's just letting us know, hey, I'm running, without announcing.
There are some people that got it right that should be rewarded, but you can't reward the people that got it wrong. Exactly the opposite.
So you talk to them. My question is, when you think back, do you have any regrets? Why the hell did I do that? Why didn't I do that? You ever think about that?
So you always have regrets, but my biggest regrets are people. When I went to Washington, I was only there 17 times, I've told you this, and I never stayed overnight. So I wasn't into that whole world of the Washington, D.C. society. I was from New York. I knew everybody in New York. Now I know everybody, and I know the good ones, the bad ones, the weak ones.
Bingo.
So you think you would be better because your team and the people around you would be better and stronger?
I think so. I know so, but we also had great people. Don't forget, I rebuilt our military. We knocked out 100% of ISIS. We did things that people don't even talk about. There's so many. We did over 1,000 things, right to try, where you're able to try drugs that won't be approved for another 5 years if you're terminally ill. That was a big thing. Israel.
I've met people whose lives were saved.
Yeah, look at Jerusalem, mm-hmm. the capital of Israel.
Abraham Accords.
Right, the Abraham Accords.
You moved the...
We did so much. We did so much. But the big thing is people. I could have
Bingo.
Had a couple of choices, a few choices, maybe even more than a few choices, that I wouldn't have put a certain person there. You know, government is largely people. Now I know everybody. I know the good ones and I know the bad ones.
Today Bingo. Was a day where your family was impacted directly, your children. Well, I know all of them really well, and I've known them for a lot of years. Anytime I went to interview you, before you ever thought about really running for president, you always...
Okay, we'll come back. That was important, what you just heard from Donald Trump. We'll be right back.
Still last 10 years like they should. Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name.
Hey, we're back, folks.
Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no...
My dad's name was Woodrow. Come on. Anyway, the let's just have a couple closing minutes here. Donald Trump. This is Donald Trump with Sean Hannity tonight. Here he is. Let's hear. We'll close with this.
I had you knew me long before I ran for politics. I had one of the great lives. I had the greatest places in the world. I had the greatest.
Everybody should live your life.
No, the most incredible.
But you work hard. Yeah.
You know, it's very funny. I was heading into a big event at the convention center, Robin Hood. You know what Robin Hood is? Yep. Tremendous numbers, like 4,000 or 5,000 people. And half the people were cheering wildly and half the people were booing. I had just announced that I was running. Mm-hmm. My wife looked at me, Melania, and she said, "You know, darling, nobody's ever booed. I've never heard anybody booing you before." I said, "Welcome to the world of politics," right?
And we have more Hannity coming up straight ahead.
All right. Well, that was the end of his interview with Donald Trump, I think. Maybe he's got more, but we don't have more time. And so we'll tomorrow, Donald Trump is going to speak, and I think he'll be speaking before we go on the air here. So you will have hot off the griddle. You're going to have Donald Trump in tomorrow's show. So it should be a very good show tomorrow night. And Donald Trump, I don't think he's going to announce. Based on what he just said to Sean Hannity, he's not going to announce. But he'll give us fireworks tomorrow in Wilmington, North Carolina. And so it'll be a lot of fun. I can't wait. I know on these rally days, I'm all a Twitter. I can't wait. I even watch shows that are covering the crowd getting together before the event and interviewing the crowds, because it's so electric. It's so exciting at a Trump rally. What's going on around the rally is exciting. So I'll be checking in with that throughout the day tomorrow. And then tomorrow at Showtime, we'll have the man himself with his latest. And it always turns out to be his greatest time with us. It's a happening. it's a live happening, because you can see it, you can feel it. Donald Trump is communicating two-way with us in the crowd, and he is absorbing our energy. He's picking up what we're feeling and what we're saying with our cheers and our chants. And you know, you can see him turn red face when we chant, "We love you, we love you." His ears go red. And so we'll have plenty of that tomorrow night here in the Trump Clubhouse. And he'll probably give one of his 1 hour and 45 minute speeches. So we'll have just some excerpts from it tomorrow night, of necessity. But I'll see you. I'll see you all. Some of you are more busy in life than I am, so you can't listen all day to Donald Trump. So I'll try to give you the best. I'll cherry pick the best for you tomorrow night. See you then.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.